When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
If you're a firearms enthusiast like I am, or you have one in your life, let me tell you about the industry's best-kept secret, Bear Creek Arsenal. This is a veteran-owned and operated gun manufacturer, Bear Creek Arsenal, that is, based in Sanford, North Carolina. They make high-quality firearms at an incredible value. Learn more about Bear Creek Arsenal at BearCreekArsenal.com/buck. Use promo code BUCK to get 10% off your first order. One more time, BearCreekArsenal.com/buck and promo code BUCK to get 10% off your first order.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome in Thursday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. I am hanging with you guys out in Seattle. Had an awesome event last night with Hillsdale College. I will talk about that some as the show progresses today. Dr. Larry Arn, who is in charge of Hillsdale College, amazing guy. Phenomenal event. Enjoyed meeting so many of you out there who are listening in the Pacific Northwest and all over the country. We got a lot to dive into today. And let's go ahead and give you a little bit of a runway of where we are headed. We've got a juror already dismissed from the Trump trial. We will give you the latest. Potentially two jurors in danger of being replaced. It appears that one of the jurors may have lied about his interest in politics. Go figure. We will discuss that. Where are we headed as the day three of the Trump trial is underway right now in New York City? Google fired 28 employees. This is interesting. The NPR head is even crazier than you thought. Biden goes to a gas station in Pennsylvania and nobody cares. The Mayorkas impeachment, kind of a disaster. All of that and more coming your way. We'll take some of your calls as well. Buck is out with his wife, Carrie. They are out today and tomorrow. He'll be back with me on Monday. So I am solo here in Seattle today, hoping that my flight will be smooth and I'll be back in Nashville tomorrow to finish out the week with all of you. But let's go ahead and start here with the latest drama in the New York City case against Donald Trump. Yesterday, we walked through the seven jurors that had been seated so far and the information that was publicly available on those jurors. The second of those jurors, so-called juror number two, publicly identified in many different media outlets as a, let me read what yesterday we told you about her. Juror number two, we did not think this was likely to be a juror that was beneficial to Trump. A woman who is a native New Yorker, had been an oncology nurse for 15 years, spends her free time with family and friends and taking her dog to the park. She showed up in court today, said after sleeping on it, she did not think she could serve on the jury. We have audio of MSNBC reporting on that juror being removed from the trial. Here it is.
One of the jurors called up the court to inform them that she did not know whether she could actually be fair and impartial. She was asked to come to court this morning and went before the defense and went before the district attorney's office and answered questions about how she got to that conclusion. And she said in part that she got calls just yesterday alone from, quote, friends, colleagues, and family, quote, questioning my identity as a juror. She continued, I don't believe I can be fair and unbiased and let the outside influences not affect me in the courtroom. This hits at the heart of the difficulty for these jurors over the course of the next 6 to 8 weeks. These are individuals who, they are anonymous, yet we and the sides have some details about who these individuals are, their neighborhoods, their occupation.
Okay, so we told you the seven jurors, public information that had been out there. Juror number two is out. There's also a report that juror number four, who we actually thought might have been favorable to Trump, born in Puerto Rico, said he had no hobbies because he worked too much, married with one daughter. There are reports now that he lied about not being politically active and may have been arrested at some point in time. I flagged this. This has still not been decided. They want him to come down and explain himself. Let me read what I read. Prosecutor said a person with the same name as juror number four, Puerto Rican man who said he found Trump, quote, fascinating and mysterious, had been arrested in the 1990s in Westchester. That's an area outside of New York City, high end, I would say, in general, for, quote, tearing down political advertisements. They said that they had found this because one of the district attorneys said the DA's team did research that possibly calls into question the veracity of the answers that juror number four gave. This is already turning into a bit of a cluster, and Judge Marchand is now mad at the media because the jurors are supposed to be anonymous. Listen to this, cut two.
She basically told the court that aspects of my identity have already been out there in the public. Yesterday alone, I had friends, colleagues, and family push things to my phone questioning my identity as a juror. That coming from our colleagues inside the courtroom watching this happen in real time. And essentially because of that, the judge sort of reminded everyone that this needs to be an anonymous jury, that members of the media and elsewhere really cannot get into very detailed things about descriptions of these people because of this reason.
Can't even describe who the jurors are now. And here is... Now, let's see. This is on CNN. Former federal prosecutor Ankush Kardori said Judge Marchand has been doing a poor job of jury selection so far. This is what they're talking about on CNN. Listen to cut three.
I think that this was frankly inevitable, given the amount of information that was coming out. This is not the fault of the media. It's the fault of the judge and the district attorney's office for not managing this process more intelligently. And evidently, you know, they're working through it today and they're going to, you know, impose some constraints around the process. But this is highly unfortunate. And I'm a little worried that it's not going to stop. And we're just going to have to take it one day at a time.
Look, you have got here. Let's just be honest. Remember how people wanted to put me in prison? I'm not arrested yet. Eric Swalwell, CNN, MSNBC, they have not come for me yet. They now are coming after Jesse Waters because he shared details about the seven jurors that were all public on his show last night. And now they're saying that he's jury tampering and they want him arrested too. Here's the reality. Everybody's already made up their mind in the entire country about this case. You would have to be Rip Van Winkle and gone to sleep for the last decade in order to be completely unbiased on this case. Everything that Stormy Daniels has alleged has been in the public domain for nearly a decade now. All of the Michael Cohen allegations, all of the Trump paid off the porn star Stormy Daniels, it's all been dissected, analyzed. Everybody has made up their mind about whether they care about this situation in the same way that they've made up their mind about Donald Trump in general. And in Manhattan, you've got an 87%, this area of Manhattan, 87% of all of these people voted against Donald Trump. So if you wanted to have this trial, first of all, trial is total joke. Shouldn't be happening. It's political propaganda. But if you wanted to have this trial, you should have it in a place that is actually representative of the American public. This is why I haven't really complained about South Florida. If you wanted to take this case to Miami, to Dade County, which is basically a 50-50 jurisdiction, probably a little bit more favoring Trump. Trump won in 2020, I think, Miami-Dade County. Crew can correct me if I'm wrong on that. I know Ron DeSantis won it, but it's close to 50-50. Then I would at least say, okay, this jury is representative of the larger American public. And you know what would happen? They would have a hung jury. Because several members of that jury would say, yeah, I don't believe this case should be brought. I don't think Trump committed a crime. And the case would never lead to a conviction. Instead, Alvin Bragg, who is a Democrat, who dreams of one day being the governor or the senator, is doing what the people of Manhattan want him to do. He's trying to convict Donald Trump of a felony and trying to make Donald Trump go to prison. All for political reasons. I have said, as a lawyer, looking at this case, I don't think there is enough time spent on how garbage it truly is. You're talking about a misdemeanor that is outside the statute of limitations that has been elevated to a felony based on another crime that is also outside the statute of limitations. I believe that purely from a legal perspective, remember, the general rule is juries decide questions of fact, judges decide questions of law. I believe purely from a legal perspective, this case is going to be tossed. Might not happen for a year. Probably will take a decent amount of time for this to work its way through the appellate process. It is total and complete garbage. And frankly, anyone involved with this in the Manhattan District Attorney's office should be ashamed. And if we actually wanted to punish someone for being involved in this, that wouldn't bother me. That is, the lawyers that are involved in this junk garbage case are actually the individuals who are an affront to lawyers everywhere. Instead, they get mad at people like me for saying what is clearly happening here. And you should never do this. You should never commit a crime. Let me be clear. I don't want any of you to ever jaywalk. I don't want any of you to ever go over the speed limit. I don't want any of you to ever round down the taxes that you owe to the United States government. I want all of you to be the greatest, most law-abiding people on the face of the planet. But you know who ain't doing that? Left-wingers. I think there are going to be a lot of people in this jury pool who lie because they want to get on the jury. And already, there's an allegation that juror number four might be a zealous political advocate who was arrested for ripping down political posters in the 1990s and somehow didn't disclose that to the jury, to the DA, to the defense attorneys, to everybody in the courtroom. Now, credit, they may have caught him. We'll see what happens with juror number four. But juror number two went to bed, woke up, and said, you know what? Yeah, this is, I can't be impartial. I actually give her credit for acknowledging it. No one can be impartial on this case. Everyone already knows all the details. You know how they tell you, hey, don't consume any media. Don't pay attention to what anybody else is saying. Yeah, they didn't tell him that a decade ago when this whole story started. All of this has been out publicly. Stormy Daniels did an interview with 60 Minutes. It's been on the front page of the New York Times, I bet, 40 times. It's impossible not to have made your mind up on this case already. Biden won Miami-Dade 53-46. Thanks for the crew looking that up. I think Trump will probably win Miami-Dade in 2024 against Biden, but if you told me, hey, that's the jury pool, it's basically representative of America, I would say, okay. And you know what would happen? This case would never lead to a conviction. It would get tossed. It would be a mistrial. About half the people on the jury would say, this is garbage. There's no way we're going to vote to convict. You've got a rigged jury. You got jurors lying to try to get on to the trial. This thing is already a kangaroo court, and we're 3 days in. We'll take some of your calls. By the way, all of you I want to be the greatest, most law-abiding people in the history of mankind. make sure that we clip this, crew, so when Alvin Bragg arrests me for trying to interfere with the jury by pointing out that it's already incredibly tainted and there are already allegations that jurors who have been seated are lying to get seated. Somehow you're not allowed to talk. That's jury tampering. The jury's already been tampered with. It's called the last 8 years. 800-282-2882. We'll continue to break this down because there's going to be more data. We may lose two of the seven jurors that were already seated. This thing is already falling into a complete and total cluster. We'll dive into that and more. But I want to tell you, as we roll on, maybe you're trying to save money. And I get it. Everybody out there trying to save money. My oldest son is going on out of town today. I'm going to miss him. I'm not going to see him until he gets back. But man, I love being able to send him messages. I just texted him right before the show started and said, man, I know you're going to have a great trip. And I did it from to his Pure Talk phone. I trust Pure Talk to keep me in touch with my family. And you should trust Pure Talk to keep you in touch with your family as well. For just $20 a month, you'll get an unlimited talk, text, plenty of 5G data, same quality service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. You can get hooked up, make the switch, and save an additional 50% off your first month. I trust Pure Talk to keep me in touch with my kids, with my family. You should choose a wireless company who shares our values and creates American jobs. Dial pound 250, say the keywords Clay and Buck, and make the switch today. That's pound 250, say the keywords Clay and Buck.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it will get you, though? For $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
You'll get the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. The average size family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can keep your cell phone number and your phone or get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids.
Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values, who supports our military and veterans, creates American jobs, and refuses to advertise on fake news networks. Go to puretalk.com/buck to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/buck.
We've got another cut that I think just further elucidates the ridiculousness of this trial and the idea of, quote, impartial jurors, particularly when it appears left-wingers are trying to sneak on the jury because they hate Trump. Go figure. Here is cut four, talking about the difficulty of finding impartial jurors anywhere in Manhattan.
Do you feel like the people that you were speaking with in that jury room that you sat with all day on Tuesday, that they can put together a fair and impartial jury because of that sense of duty? Do you think that's possible?
I'm not sure about that.
Really, why?
You know, everybody has biases and, you know, stereotypes in their mind. So you have to be a really, you know, deep and, you know, fair person, which is very hard to do, right?
Then they didn't get the answer that they were liking from a recent immigrant there who had been in the jury room. She's being honest. This is why we should continue to hammer this home. We already have a jury system in the United States. It's called a presidential election. That way, around 150 million of you get to sit as a jury on Donald Trump and Joe Biden. And you get to analyze everything that they've said, everything that they've done, everything that has been alleged, everything that has occurred relating to either man. And you get to walk in that voting booth and make your decision on November 5th or sometime in advance if you want to vote early. I want all of you to vote early. I don't want you to vote often because you're not Democrats, but I want you to vote early. I want you to make sure that you are there and your voice is heard. What is more representative of a verdict on Donald Trump than 150 million of you getting to sit as a jury? It's certainly more representative than 12 random people in Manhattan, a place that hates Trump, where many people are still walking around in face masks, convinced that he is Hitler. Is that a fair group of people at all who should be able to make a decision in this case? I've got a big theory here. And I was talking with a few different individuals about this. There is no comparable rig job in the judiciary, in the court system, for Republicans compared to what Democrats do. Think about this for a minute. Is there any red jurisdiction that has put somebody on trial for their left-wing politics? I can't think of it at all. I mean, that's effectively what's going on here, right? If Trump had never gone into politics, if he'd never come down that staircase at Mar-a-Lago, he would have never faced all these felony charges. I've said it before. I don't think there's anyone in the history of the United States who never had criminal charges brought against him and suddenly faces criminal charges after the age of 75 in four different jurisdictions. I bet it's never happened before. I'm going to expound more on this idea that I have when we come back surrounding the Trump jury. In the meantime, take advantage of the MyPillow $25 extravaganza sale going on right now. Great way to experience so many of their fantastic products. You'll find items like the MyPillows made with the all-new Giza fabric, just $25 each. Two-pack multi-use My Pillows, also $25. Six-piece towel set for the same price, just $25 more. Maybe you want to try the sandals. Summer's coming. Again, just $25. Dozens of items. You can even hook your pets up with beds or blankets. $25 price point. Here's how you do it. Use our names, Clay and Buck, as the promo code at the MyPillow Extravaganza sale. Just go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special square, $25 deals, $75 or more, and you get free shipping. Promo code Clay and Buck. Do it today. Live update. The Trump trial spiraling out of control today. Another juror has now been dismissed, according to the AP, leaving five seated right now. I'm reading from this. A chill of sorts. This was posted 11 minutes ago by the AP. A chill of sorts has come over the proceedings. Trump lawyer Todd Blanche asked the judge whether the temperature... Oh, well, they're complaining about how what the temperature is in the courtroom. They have not yet updated exactly. I mean, I rely on the crew here to get me the data, but I'm presuming that this is juror four who they believed may have lied in order to get on the jury. So this is, in and of itself, already spiraling completely out of control. In the space of this morning alone, two of the seven seated jurors have now been removed. That means we are down to five. And again, I'm scrolling right now because this has legitimately just happened. Have they identified the juror that was dismissed yet, guys? I'm presuming that it's going to be the juror number four who they believe they have caught in a crime, theoretically. You want to talk about jury tampering. This guy may have lied about his political past and actually have been arrested. If he had stayed on the jury, by the way, that would have been a guaranteed mistrial. So I don't know whether they will prosecute this juror or not, but this is just evidence of how much everything is spiraling out of control as we sit here only on the third day of theoretically this criminal trial. They were hoping to seat the jury by Monday. They now have gone back in reverse and they have only five of the 12 jurors. They also want five or six alternates as well. I thought that the jury selection would take far longer than it had looked as if it might through Tuesday, but now they are going in reverse as we approach lunchtime in the East Coast, only a few hours left in court on Thursday. It seems highly unlikely to me that this trial is going to start on Monday, given where we are right now. But the lesson here is that things are spiraling rapidly out of control. To already have two jurors removed and to be in a position where you now are discovering that the jury has, at least one member of the jury, has lied as a part of the jury voir dire, where you can ask questions of the jurors. And this was a guy that lied that both Buck and myself yesterday thought, based on the limited biographical data he had given, might be somewhat decent as a Trump juror. That is someone who is not a far left-wing activist. And it turns out the guy might have a record for being arrested in Westchester for an election-related crime. This is just so insanely stupid. And I think the more you are hearing this come out, the more you see what a kangaroo court this truly is, the more ridiculous this process becomes. And remember, we haven't even started the trial. We're just trying to seat the jury. And the challenge here that we are going to run into is there are a lot of details on many of these jurors that are probably going to come out during the course of the trial, because almost everybody has a social media footprint these days. And so the idea that you can claim that you haven't had an opinion about Donald Trump over the last 7 or 8 years is patently absurd. Let me ask you this. How many of you know someone who doesn't have an opinion of Donald Trump? Can you name a single person in your life who was like, yeah, I don't really pay a lot of attention to him. I don't really have an opinion one way or the other. Donald Trump is probably, in any of our lives, the person that provokes the most opinion from the most people ever. So the idea that they're trying to sell, that they are going to somehow find an impartial jury pool on this issue, is a lie on its face. And we already know how many people have Trump derangement syndrome. They got mad at me for saying that if I would love to be on this jury, I would love to be on this jury. I would not lie in the jury selection. I don't want any of you to lie in the jury selection. But I would love to sit on this jury. And I would look at all the evidence. And I would analyze it. And you know what I would come to the conclusion of? Yeah. All the evidence is, unless there's some earth-shattering revelation that we don't know about in the Stormy Daniels case, I would look at it and say, this is a garbage political prosecution. I'm not going to vote to convict. But if I'm thinking that, and I'm a Trump voter, I'm far more easygoing than the people who have Trump derangement syndrome. How many of them would love to get on this trial and lead Trump into a conviction? Rachel Maddow would crawl across broken glass 10 miles to be on this jury. Stephen Colbert might chop off one of his arms to be able to be on this jury. Joy Reid might trade her one remaining IQ point to be on this jury. These people are insane. They have already caught one of them lying, it appears, to be seated on the jury. They're mad at me for saying, I hope there's somebody out there who's a patriot that will look at all the evidence and come to the conclusion that I would, based on everything that's out there publicly available right now, that this is a rigged job designed to help Alvin Bragg try to get into the governor's office. They're already rigging the game by bringing this case, and now they've got far left-wing political activists trying to rig the game to get on the jury. This thing is already completely and totally corrupted, and we're just sitting at the third day. Are you telling me that this is not going to get far worse from here? What I was going to tell you before they dismiss this juror, and we'll get more details on this. This is all breaking news. Two jurors out already in the Trump trial. What I was going to tell you before is I've talked with a lot of people about this. I believe that given how much left-wingers are rigging the criminal justice system, they've got a rigged jury process in New York City. They've got it in Washington, D.C. Can you even name a red jurisdiction that is doing anything similar to Democrat politicians? I can't. It's because, generally speaking, Republicans tend to stand on principle much more than left-wingers do. But what I've been suggesting is, if you get one of these rigged juries, if they bring charges against you in New York City or D.C., and they know what your politics are, they know they're going to get a conviction, why shouldn't you be able to remove, particularly in the federal cases, your charges to your home jurisdiction? That would mean, for instance, for me, now state courts are different, although I think that the same kind of principle should apply, frankly, given how rigged of a process we're seeing. I'd be very comfortable being judged by a jury of my peers in Tennessee for anything. That's where I live. That's my home. I don't live in New York City. I barely spend any time there. I don't live in Washington, D.C. I barely spend any time there. The people in those communities are not a jury of my peers. But if they wanted to bring charges against me in those jurisdictions, I think we should put in place, in the federal system, an opportunity for defendants to remove cases to their federal jurisdiction that is actually where they live. If you can convict me of a crime in my home jurisdiction, that is truly a jury of my peers. I have nothing in common with the average person who lives in Manhattan. That isn't a jury of my peers. Washington, D.C. people are not juries of my peers. They aren't Trump's peers any longer. Palm Beach, where Trump lives now at Mar-a-Lago, they wouldn't bring these charges there. He would beat them. There would never be a conviction. part of the problem that we see is everybody responds to the latest crisis and they don't think about how to prevent future issues. I think the precedent that we are setting on Trump is awful. Charging the leading presidential contender with a crime that is entirely political in nature, designed to take him off the campaign trail. It's direct election interference. They want him in a courtroom instead of out walking among the public all over the swing states in this country. This is direct and intentional election interference by Democrats. If Trump were to lose this election in 2024, Democrats would run this playbook time after time. They would come after all sorts of people that they believe are enemies of their politics. Why should we not solve this in the future by Republicans voting and putting into law an opportunity to move charges outside of left-wing courtrooms in a federal context, although I would support it in a state context too, to a place where you actually live, where a jury would actually be of your peers? Lacking that, I think a lot of red state and red city prosecutors need to start asking the question, do we have to fight fire with fire? If they're going to try to put our political leaders in prison for the rest of their life on trumped up political charges, is it time to start doing the same to them? Retributive justice. I'm committed to principle right now. They're not. They're committed to the idea that if you are their enemy, they want you in prison for the rest of your life. That's what they're trying to do to Trump. He's really correct when he says he may be the first, but he won't be the last. We have to address this and we have to solve it. And I hear nobody talking about solutions. Nobody talking about how to prevent this from happening in the future. My idea there, allow you to remove it to your home jurisdiction. Don't allow them to rig charges in Washington, D.C. Don't allow them to rig charges in New York. Give the defendant an opportunity to remove charges to his home jurisdiction. Would apply to everybody. You wouldn't have to do it. Maybe you like the jury pool that you're going to get in D.C. or New York more than your home jurisdiction. But I think that would change a lot of the power that these, frankly, politically minded, totally political focused prosecutors right now are putting into place. I think it would make a tremendous difference. Right now, mortgage rates, man, they are a mess because everything Joe Biden touches is a mess. But American Financing can help you deal with those high mortgage rates. We know who's set inflation rolling for the past several years, but when you look at mortgage rates side by side with credit card interest rates, mortgage rates are still a lot smaller. Mortgage rates, you know, the average credit card rate right now, your interest that you pay, 22%. 22% is the average. If you got a lot of credit card right now, and you are a homeowner, you might want to knock out some of that credit card debt by setting up your mortgage to make more sense, especially because mortgage interest is tax deductible, unlike your credit card interest. The average homeowner can save an average of $854 a month with a refi designed to knock out credit card debt. American Financing salary-based mortgage consultants will show you how much you can save every month. No upfront fees, no obligations. You may even close in as fast as 10 days, possibly delay two mortgage payments, giving you greater savings upfront. Call American Financing today, 800-777-8109. That's 800-777-8109. You can also visit AmericanFinancing.net. That's AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it will get you, though? For $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
You'll get the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. The average size family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can keep your cell phone number and your phone, or get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids.
Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values, who supports our military and veterans, creates American jobs, and refuses to advertise on fake news networks.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/clay. The number one fantasy sports app in America is PrizePicks. It's the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. 5 million members already active on PrizePicks. If you've not yet downloaded PrizePicks, do it today. Unlike other apps, on PrizePicks, it's just you against the number. It's about the players and not the teams. You look for the sports you know best and that you follow the most. Then you make a single decision on each player projection, more or less. Every time you play, you pick 2 to 6 players and make that one decision. You can win up to 100 times your money on PrizePicks with as little as 4 picks. More player action on PrizePicks now than ever, and it's the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states now. PrizePicks also gives you injury insurance so your picks stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Download the free PrizePicks app and open your account. Use my name, Clay, for a first deposit match up to $100. Download the PrizePicks app. Use promo code Clay, that's C-L-A-Y, to get set up and get a deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
It's probably not going to surprise you that they're also coming after my friend Jesse Waters for sharing information about the jurors that was publicly available to everyone. Here, right now, there is a massive campaign that I am seeing online to charge Jesse Waters with jury tampering. Jesse's open yesterday, which I thought was great, and it was similar to what Buck and I talked about on this show, going through the biographical details of the 7 jurors that had already been seated. Again, 2 of them removed already today. We're down to 5 jurors. One of the jurors lied, it appears, about his political activism. The other one just woke up this morning and said, I can't do it. Here's a snippet of Jesse yesterday talking about the fact that people wanted me charged with a felony for jury tampering as well. Listen.
One juror couldn't recall any anti-Trump feeling, but when the defense showed him the receipts, he admitted he'd posted on social media, quote, Donald Trump should be locked up. Another juror said he didn't remember posting anything bad about Trump, and then when shown the evidence, conceded to posting a picture that says, quote, Trump invites Thai boys to the White House. Thai boys request to return to cage. Those 2 radical liberals got caught lying to the court and were almost seated on the jury. This is what Trump has to deal with. Yesterday, Clay Travis was criticized for suggesting Trump supporters get on the jury. So far, 7 jurors have been seated.
All right, so now they want Jesse. What do they want Jesse for? pointing out how rigged and unfair and impossible for a jury of his peers it is to bring these charges against Trump in Manhattan. So when Trump says they're going to start coming after him, they're now coming after anyone who criticizes the impaneling of a rigged jury in a rigged city by a rigged prosecutor. You aren't even allowed to criticize the kangaroo court that is currently hopping around in New York City trying to put Trump in prison for the rest of his life. That is jury tampering. How dare you criticize the attempt to put the leading Republican candidate for president in prison right in the middle of his political campaign. More on all this insanity when we come back. Thanks for hanging. Thursday edition, Clay and Buck.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. These are our first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country, or those who die in the line of duty or are severely injured, and our veterans who fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless.
Heroes like Buffalo firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero.
Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes, the families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young kids, severely injured service members, and homeless veterans.
Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs.
That can be a lot of money, but are your bills even accurate?
It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com.
Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams, offering over 330 academic programs as of September 2023. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.